Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
20 years after the 9/11 terrorist attacks by al-Qaeda that stunned Americans, caught American intelligence off guard, and led to the war in Afghanistan, we're still debating intelligence and what officials knew when. This week, President Biden said the collapse of the Afghan government and military brought on by the Taliban happened much more quickly than anticipated. But today there are reports that U.S. intelligence officials and generals warned that the Taliban could take over within weeks, not the months that Biden and others cited.
Our political strategists have very different takes on Afghanistan. Bill Press is a Democrat. Alice Stewart is our Republican. Hello to you both.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
Now, Bill, you defend the withdrawal, which the president rushed to pull off quickly before the September anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Do you sense he botched the timing here?
Well, first of all, I think we have to, there are two issues here, as I see it. One is the war itself, and two is the end of the war. I don't think anybody can defend, and I would not attempt to defend, the end of the war the way it happened. It was a colossal mistake, both of intelligence and execution. By the way, just a point that sources I talked to said that the CIA was warning, hey, the Taliban's strong, they're going to move in here really fast, while the generals, ever optimistic after 20 years of failed training, were telling the president, no, we have time, you know, we can wait until the deadline and then we'll have time to get people out. And sadly, the president believed the generals. At any rate, it was a total disaster. Fortunately, things are back on track now. 5,000 people were taken out in the last 24 hours. But back to the war itself,
yeah,
I believe the president made absolutely the right decision. This war had gone on too long, cost too much money, took too many American lives, too many Afghan lives, and it was an unwinnable war.
Well, Bill, I know that Alice is eager to jump in here. I just want to say that, you know, President Biden did say that the U.S. asked the Afghan government if they could start a withdrawal much sooner, and the Afghan government worried about the, you know, the image that that would send. But here we are. And Alice, you have called this a doctrine of abandonment, this ending. But President Trump called for a pullout by last May. Wouldn't the same thing have happened?
Not at all, Robin, because President Trump had conditions based on pulling out troops. He made it quite clear that he needed to see conditions on the ground, that the Taliban was going to allow passage and allow people to evacuate. And he was fully prepared, based on information that he has said and his advisors have said. He was fully prepared to withdraw from the decision to pull troops out if those conditions were not met. Whereas President Biden had no conditions. He just says, we're pulling out, and that's the way it's going to be. And look, I agree with Bill. The decision to pull out and withdraw troops was necessary. It should have been done a long time ago. But the method and way in which this was done was disastrous. And as I said, the Biden doctrine of preemptive abandonment in the face of a terrorist takeover is wrong. It cannot stand. And what this does, this has made America weak, and it has emboldened our enemies, and that is a terrible place for America to be. Mm-hmm. And right now, what we need to do is pull all of our resources together to make sure and secure the airport, ensure the safe evacuation of Americans and our Afghan allies, and do what we can to keep terrorism at bay and keep it out of America. Yeah. Because right now, it is a complete debacle.
And Bill, let's talk a little bit more about this airlift. We're going to play a little bit of tape in a second. On Fox News last night, Republican Senator Tom Cotton, potential presidential candidate, said the president lied about evacuation planning and is now depending on the Taliban to get Americans out of Afghanistan.
This is a fiasco. It has grave, grave threats for our future if there's a massive hostage crisis, and it really reveals Joe Biden's impotence and incompetence to the whole world.
So, Bill, how important is it for the Biden administration now to get the airlift right?
Well, first of all, I would not hold Tom Cotton up as a source to be believed about anything. He originally, I believe he served, he certainly served in Iraq, if not Afghanistan, maybe both. But he certainly at one time supported the war when Donald Trump said, let's get out. Tom Cotton said he made the right decision. Now that Joe Biden has said, let's get out, Tom Cotton is suddenly the critic of Biden. So I think he's just, as you say, he wants to run for president. He's playing politics. But to your question, absolutely, the number one priority right now is, and Alice said it too, and I said it earlier, is to, now that the airport is secure, now that flights are leaving around the clock, that is the number one priority, to get our American citizens out, the contractors out, and the Afghan people who helped us. And there may be 50, 60,000, whatever, that has to continue. We've warned the Taliban, don't interfere with it. That's the number one priority. Second priority, to Alice's point, I think, is counterterrorism. But it's naive to think that our counterterrorism strategy would be keeping troops in Afghanistan. Terrorists are not limited to setting up in Afghanistan. We've seen them. They've gone to Somalia. They've gone to other North African nations. They're here in the United States. We saw that on January 6th. A counterterrorism is a new, the right new strategy, as opposed to occupation of any land, thinking that would work.
All right, and just very quickly, we're seeing that on Tom Cotton, he did serve tours in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Alice?
I'm a big supporter of Tom Cotton, and his assessment of the situation has been spot on from the very beginning. And for him to press and call out Biden administration for putting any confidence in the Taliban's assurance that we will provide safe passage, it is ludicrous. And the President Biden the other day said, trust but verify in the situation. That does not apply to terrorists like the Taliban. It's completely, absolutely absurd. And to Bill's point, we can't be assured that they won't go set up somewhere else. But we also should not make it easy to provide a safe haven in Afghanistan. And here's the thing, the big problem, this is a tremendous national security issue for the Biden administration. And he is getting a lot of criticism from Republicans and Democrats, because the Democrats realize this is a huge problem with everything going on with the economy and COVID and infrastructure and crime across the country. Democrats realize they're in charge. They cannot protect us on our own block, on our border, and abroad. And this is going to be a huge problem in the midterm elections, and they realize they need to get this cleaned up and quickly.
Bill, just respond, yeah.
Pete, real quickly, this is not, the Afghanistan is not a national security threat to the United States. No freaking way.
Yeah, but Bill, isn't it an emotional threat to Americans who are going to be watching this unfold? It has been horrifying to watch this.
It has been, Robin. I come back. Let's keep our eye on the ball. The real issue here is the war in Afghanistan is over. History will remember that Joe Biden ended the war in Afghanistan, again, which went on too long, at too great a cost, and accomplished absolutely nothing. Well, it will not remember 2 days of chaos at the Kabul airport.
No, I think it's going to be far more. Well, we'll see. We'll see as it unfolds, and we'll see as the midterms come around. But meantime, Alice, I want to ask you, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who's banned mask and vaccine mandates in his state, has tested positive for the coronavirus.
The good news is that my wife continues to test negative. Also want you to know that I have received the COVID-19 vaccine, and that may be one reason why I'm really not feeling any symptoms right now.
And that is good news for him and for his family. But Alice, we've all seen the video of him surrounded by maskless admirers at an event on Monday. He's been vaccinated. He gets tested regularly. He's taking Regeneron, the antibody treatment that President Trump also got and is usually reserved for the very severely ill. Doesn't this have the whiff, a little bit of let them eat cake? You know, I won't let other officials mandate the thing that could save those who have less health care than I have.
This has a whiff of, I need to set a good example as an elected official. And to your point, I think it's really important, while he does have the vaccine, he does not have symptoms. As an elected official, you need to set an example. And if health officials suggest and recommend masks, I think that's what you should do. And it should be conditions based on the ground. And Texas has had a tremendous spike in cases over the past several weeks due to the Delta variant. And recent, the case numbers, 20,000 new cases in one day, the highest number of positive daily cases since the pandemic began. These are numbers you have to take seriously. And while I don't like to take a mask, I've been vaccinated, I don't like wearing a mask, but if the health conditions on the ground warrant it, it certainly needs to be that way, and elected officials should set an example. And that goes for Republicans and Democrats alike.
Listen, I wish him a speedy recovery, but Alice is right. This could be, this should be a teachable moment. The governor could get up and say, look, somebody who's got all the great health care I have and all the protection I have, and I've been vaccinated, and if even I could get it, so could you. So come on, people, wear your mask, practice your social distancing, be careful. Instead, Governor Abbott, like DeSantis in Florida, he's running for re-election. He's going to continue to play politics with this disease, and more people in Texas are going to die without access to Regeneron.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, as we move forward, we do know that there's going to be more news on vaccines. The president is going to talk about recommending a third shot and where the messaging goes from there. Maybe we bring you back next time to ask about that. That is Here
you
and Now, political strategist Bill Press, our Democrat, and Alice Stewart, our Republican. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's Here and Now.